Unit 4, pages 154 to 155, reading 3, exercise C.
Talking animals. Many people think that animals can talk only in movies. For instance, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, where the apes speak perfectly. But in reality, apes cannot speak like humans, although it is possible to teach them to use sign language. Here's a look at some successful examples. Washu, the chimpanzee. In the 1960s, two American psychologists, Alan and Beatrice Gardner from Nevada, noticed that chimpanzees gesture a lot with their hands, which really helps if you want to use sign language. In 1966, they began to work with Washu, a young female chimpanzee. Washu learned about 250 signs, and she even learned to combine different signs to make sentences like, "Give me sweets," or "You, me, go out, hurry." The most amazing thing was that Washu taught her son, Louis, to use sign language, which makes him the first ape to learn to sign from apes rather than from humans. Coco, the gorilla. Coco was born in 1971 at the San Francisco Zoo. When Coco was a year old, a PhD student, Francine Penny Patterson, decided to try to teach her ASL as part of her research. Coco was moved to a special facility in California, where Penny began to work with the young gorilla. From the beginning, Penny always spoke to Coco while she was teaching the gorilla to sign. Today, it seems that Coco can understand more than 1,000 signs and over 2,000 spoken English words. Penny says that Coco can also communicate feelings. For example, she signed "baby" with a sad face the day after they took her baby away from her. Coco is the first gorilla to get a pet. She got a kitten for her birthday in 1984, which she named All Ball. When All Ball was killed in a traffic accident, Coco signed "bad, sad, bad." Penny says, "Coco is always learning and creating new signs, and the challenge is to find out what she is trying to tell us." Kanzi, the bonobo. Kanzi is a 36-year-old bonobo ape who can communicate with humans. In the photo, we see young Kanzi and Sue Savage Rumba, an American psychologist who does research on apes. Kanzi is pointing to a special keyboard, which Sue designed. The keyboard has geometric symbols which refer to a variety of objects, such as yogurt, key, stomach, bowl, and activities such as tickle, chase, jump, eat. At first, Kanzi could use only 6 symbols, but now he can use over 400. Amazingly, Kanzi can also use the keyboard to communicate abstract ideas like bad, good, and now. In addition to the symbols, Kanzi can understand 3,000 spoken English words. To test his ability, Sue says a word, and then Kanzi points to the word on the keyboard. Sue says that Kanzi can also understand words and phrases that aren't part of the language keyboard. For example, "put the soap in the water" or "carry the TV outside." Kanzi lives in a large 18-room house and laboratory complex with his sister, mother, nephew, and 4 other bonobos. They have an outdoor playground, a kitchen with a microwave, and a huge TV room. Kanzi and the other bonobos like to eat and watch DVDs in the evenings. It's funny that their favorite movies are The Legend of Tarzan and Greystoke, where they watch humans acting like apes.